Imagine sitting down at a restaurant and not seeing people with their eyes glued to their phones. Not a single person texting, tweeting, or even calling. That's a world one restaurant owner is hoping to bring to life. Here's Emily Mattu to tell us how.
We've all been there. You sit down to a nice meal in a restaurant, smile at your date across the table, and then it happens. We all know these sounds and could probably respond to them in our sleep. Phone calls, texts, emails, it's never ending. Most people probably think they need a cell phone in order to have a social life. At a Los Angeles restaurant called Eva, disruptive cell phones aren't a problem anymore because Chef Mark Gold has put his foot and your phone down.
This is like an extension of my family, and so this is my home.
And because Eva prides itself in being like home, that means no phones at the table. Gold has taken this idea even further by offering customers a 5% discount for turning their phones in at the door.
So many times I'd come out into the dining room and there'd be like a couple sitting there and they wouldn't be talking. They'd be on their phones texting and stuff like that. You know, when people are not distracted by the phone, they really actually enjoy each other. Some, some don't, you know.
Eva has received a lot of positive feedback on this idea. And one Yelp reviewer states, "I loved this restaurant and especially the idea of turning in your phone. So useful for those who feel the need to tape your date's smartphone to your forehead to get them to talk to you during dinner." And it's not just adults. Even college students are taking a stance. USC sophomore Neil Ghosh and his friends have found a creative way to keep their hands off their phones.
You put all your cell phones in the middle of the table, and whoever looks at their phone first has to pay for the meal, like for everybody. So with that motivation of not losing a lot of money, people really kind of enjoy it, and you're almost like forced, which is horrible now that it's forced, to like actually socially engage with people.
Ghosh and Gold both have the same intention. They want people to connect again, which is what Gold does with his wife and two young children over meals every day.
Yeah, I mean, we sit down, we don't turn on the television, we have no phones at the table, we sit down and we have a dinner.
The no phones discount has gotten national publicity. That's because Gold was the first to offer an incentive like this. He says that more diners are turning in their phones than ever.
So we want to bring you back into the moment, you know, with your significant other, your family, or whoever you're with, your wife, girlfriend, whatever.
But ultimately, it's about whether or not the idea of putting your phone down to live in the moment catches on. Mark and Neil both shared their final thoughts with me on the issue.
Every day, the phone doesn't stop, you know? It's like, take 10 minutes and just enjoy, you know, the company, you know?
There's still hope for humanity in terms of not being so plugged in to stuff.
Well, hope until the next text or phone call comes through, and you just have to check it. Emily Mattu, Annenberg Radio News.